Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. The stakes of finding the right set of features for the next innovation in power system testing are high, especially when you need to deal with both known and unknown future challenges in the power grid. So to find out what innovative features will meet customer requirements in an ideal, future-proof testing device, wouldn't it be a fun idea to join a high-stakes quiz show with typical users as contestants who identify what these innovative features will be? Wait, do you hear what I hear? Sometimes you have to be careful about what you wish for. Well, I guess it's too late now. Are you ready? Here we go. Welcome to Power Titans, the testing device innovation quiz show. My name is Scott Megawatt, and I will be your quiz show master. We have an energetic audience with us today. Audience, show us how ready you are for a power-packed show to guess which innovative features are included in the ideal power system testing device. Excellent. Let me introduce our three contestants who are typical users of power system testing devices. Contestant one is a commissioning engineer. His name is Gridmaster Steve. Gridmaster Steve, welcome to Power Titans.
Hi, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
Gridmaster Steve, tell us exactly what you do as a commissioning engineer and why testing is important to you. Also, what are the important qualities you expect to find in an ideal power system testing device?
As a commissioning engineer, I ensure that power generation, transmission, and distribution systems are installed correctly, function safely and efficiently, and meet all the design specifications before they go into operation. In terms of testing, I conduct various electrical tests to ensure that the newly installed equipment meets performance requirements and safety standards. For that, I need diagnostic tools which allow me to work quickly and safely. Accurate data collection and comprehensive troubleshooting capabilities are also important to help me identify and resolve issues quickly so we can put the equipment into reliable operation.
Thank you, Contestant 1, Gridmaster Steve. Contestant 2 is a maintenance engineer. Her name is Veronica Vault.
Hi, Scott. Happy to be here.
Welcome, Veronica. Hey, what do you do as a maintenance engineer? Why is testing important to you? And what are the important qualities you expect to find in the ideal power system testing device?
Well, in my job, I am responsible for ensuring the safe, reliable, and efficient operation of equipment to prevent major failures and costly outages. I do electrical testing to identify potential equipment faults and weaknesses early, as well as optimize equipment performance and ensure its reliability through proactive, condition-based maintenance. I value diagnostic testing devices that are accurate, reliable, and easy to use, so me and my team can quickly and efficiently identify potential issues early to decide what we need to repair. This not only prevents major equipment failures and unplanned downtime, it also makes our maintenance more efficient, saving a lot of time and minimizing costs.
Thank you, Veronica, our contestant number two. And finally, we have contestant three, who is an asset manager. His name is Ricky Reliable. A warm welcome to you, Ricky. Tell us what you do as an asset manager and why testing is important to you. And of course, what are the important qualities you expect to find in the ideal power system testing device?
Thanks, Scott. As an asset manager, my role is to maximize the value and performance of electrical assets to ensure reliable and safe power generation, transmission, and distribution throughout their life cycle. I use the results from diagnostic testing to assess the condition of these electrical assets, identify potential problems early, and optimize maintenance strategies to focus efforts on the assets we need to in our fleet. I require diagnostic tools that provide me with accurate, reliable, and actionable insights into asset health and performance so that I can make informed decisions about repairs, replacements, and overall risk management.
Thank you, Ricky. Our contestant number three. Audience, please give our three contestants an energizing round of applause. Now let me tell you how the quiz show works. You are all here because you want to help us identify the important innovative features that are included in the ideal testing device, which will certainly set new standards in power system testing. We have six quiz categories. These categories are data analysis, performance, software, safety, modularity, and hardware. Each category has one question with four possible answers, including all the above. If a contestant selects the right answer, he or she can pick the next quiz category and answer the related question, and so on. If a contestant selects the wrong answer, then one of the other contestants who presses his or her buzzer first gets to guess the answer. After the quiz show questions in all categories have been answered, the contestant with the most points wins. Is that clear to everyone?
Yeah, all clear.
Wait, I have a question. What do we get if one of us wins?
Well, that's a great question, Veronica Volt. The prize is... the ideal power system testing device that includes all the innovative features you identify through your correct answers.
That's exactly what I need, so I'm going to win.
Well, we appreciate your confidence, Gridmaster Steve, but let me tell you, if such a testing device exists, then everybody will be a winner. Now, before we begin, let us practice our buzzer-pressing skills. Contestant 1, Gridmaster Steve, please press your buzzer. Contestant number 2, Veronica Volt, press your buzzer. And contestant 3, Ricky Reliable, press your buzzer. Well done. Now we will automatically select the first category to get you started and to give everybody a fair chance. Contestants, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. And our first quiz category is hardware. Here is the related question. Which of the following hardware innovations provide the basis for the ideal power system testing device? Is it A, the device has an intuitive and clearly labeled panel for making input and output connections? Is it B, the device is so small and lightweight that you can comfortably carry it in a backpack? Is it C, a built-in multi-touch screen is easily readable even in bright sunlight and enables fast and precise input even while wearing gloves? Or is it D, all the above? Gridmaster Steve, contestant number 1, what do you think is the correct answer?
Let me think about it for a second. I think D is the right answer. When you're wishing for an ideal testing device, all the possible answers would fit the requirements perfectly.
That is correct. The answer is D, all the above. The ideal power system testing device not only has built-in features to make on-site setup and testing easier in various conditions, but it is also so small and lightweight that you can take it anywhere in a backpack. Congratulations, Gridmaster Steve. You get the first point, and now you can select the next quiz category.
I'm curious about modularity. I picked that.
Our second quiz category is modularity. Here's the question. Which of the following innovations related to modularity make the ideal power system testing device most flexible? Is it A, a snap lock system allows effortless mounting and dismounting of companion units, which you can carry with the testing device in the same backpack? Is it B, a lightweight companion unit that integrates capacitance and dissipation power factor, insulation resistance, and a generic high voltage source, which can all be easily attached when needed? Is it C, you don't have to carry around functionality you don't require, but you can upgrade it at any time to add hardware and software features when you need them and invest accordingly? Or is it D, all the above?
That's a tough one. I pick B, because this is something I can certainly use.
Oh, Gridmaster Steve, that's not entirely correct. Sorry, but don't lose hope. There are plenty of other chances. Which of the other contestants knows the right answer? Contestant number 2, Veronica Vold, do you know the right answer?
I think I do. I guess D, all the above. They all seem related and badly needed to optimize testing device modularity.
Yes, all of the above is again the correct answer. The ideal power system testing device has been systematically designed with modularity at its core, offering users the flexibility to tailor it precisely to their requirements when and where they need specific hardware and software tools at their fingertips. Veronica Volt, contestant number 2, please pick our next quiz category.
I would like to try software.
Our third quiz category is software. Here's the related question. Which of the following software innovations make power system testing safer and easier than before? Is it A, the software reminds you of all you need to do before you go home at the end of the day? Is it B, easy to follow, straightforward workflow guides and pre-configured wiring diagrams are included, which effortlessly lead you through every test situation? Is it C, the software automatically generates a weather report for your test location so you know what conditions to prepare for? Or is it D, all the above?
Well, Scott, this is an easy one. Normally, we are testing under time pressure since the grid operator wants the asset to be back in operation as fast as possible. Therefore, time is always a big issue. Straightforward workflow guides and pre-configured wiring diagrams would really speed things up and help us avoid setup errors. So my answer is B.
Yes, B is the correct answer. The software used with the ideal power system testing device offers a convenient and safe way of testing to gain comprehensive insights into the condition of electrical assets at a fraction of the time it normally takes. It includes detailed testing workflows, pre-configured wiring diagrams, and integrated wiring checks for step-by-step guidance through the entire test procedure. Contestant 2, please pick our next quiz category.
I pick performance because I rely heavily on it in my job.
Thank you, Veronica. Our fourth quiz category is performance. Here's the related question. Which of the following performance innovations really makes the ideal power system testing device so unique? Is it A, it generates many types of signal shapes that you are used to seeing in most testing laboratories? Is it B, it offers a fully configurable true three-phase voltage source, multiple highly accurate inputs, a powerful AC-DC output with high compliance voltage and a broad frequency range? Is it C, it has many input and output connections for performing more tests and gathering more complete data at once? Or is it D, all the above?
Well, I'm tempted to say B, but it seems too good to be true. So I pick C.
Oh, Veronica, I'm afraid that is the wrong answer. But don't worry, you are still ahead with 2 points. Contestant 1, Gridmaster Steve, has 1 point. So contestant 3, Ricky Reliable, just a hint, you need to power up. Okay, so which of our other contestants knows the right answer to this question about performance? Ricky Reliable, contestant number 3, here's your chance. Do you know the right answer?
Yeah, I do. Well, contestant 2 was about to pick the right answer, and yes, it does seem too good to be true, but again, we are talking about the ideal power system testing device, so the answer is of course B.
That's correct. For optimized testing performance, the ideal power system testing device offers a fully configurable, true three-phase voltage source, multiple highly accurate inputs, powerful AC-DC output with high compliance voltage, and a broad frequency range for many types of tests. Now, Ricky, you have 1 point, and you get to pick the next quiz category. You can choose either safety or data analysis.
This is what I have been waiting for. I choose data analysis.
Thank you, Ricky Reliable. Our fifth quiz category is data analysis. Here's the question. Which of the following innovations in data analysis offers users a seamless way to integrate, prepare, and analyze test data? Is it A, a cloud-based platform unifies your test data from various sources and offers seamless access when you need it? Is it B, you can quickly find and compare measurement data from various reference sources like factory, sister asset, or entire fleet test results? Is it C, unified reporting combines nameplate and testing data from various assets, software systems, and devices into a single report? Or is it D, all the above?
Yeah, that is a tricky one. But of course, all of them will greatly assist me in assessing asset conditions and making informed decisions. So I will pick D, all of the above.
Bingo! D, all the above is the correct answer. The cloud-based data analysis platform of the ideal power system testing device allows test data to move freely and securely across platforms for easy comparisons, analysis, decision-making, and report preparation. Contestant 3, with 2 points, you are tied with contestant 2. Contestant 1 still has 1 point. The pressure is on. Ricky Reliable, this is our last quiz category for a possible win for you. Our sixth and last quiz category is safety. Here's the question. Which of the following safety feature innovations offer users a true indication that the ideal power system testing device was designed with their well-being in mind? Is it A, Red active and green safe signal lights are clearly visible on the front panel? Is it B, an emergency switch-off button? Is it C, an interlock key to prevent unauthorized activation of the device? Or is it D, all the above? Which is the correct answer to win contestant 3, Ricky?
I would say A. It is always good for my engineers to know the device status during testing.
Oh, that's not completely the correct answer, Ricky. Now, you are tied with contestant number 2, Veronica, with 2 points each. Contestant 1, Grandmaster Steve, has 1 point. This is our last quiz category and question. Again, the question is, which of the following safety feature innovations offer users a true indication that the ideal power system testing device was designed with their well-being in mind? Is it A, red active and green safe signal lights are clearly visible on the front panel? Is it B, an emergency switch-off button? Is it C, an interlock key to prevent unauthorized activation of the device? Or D, all of the above? Welcome back, Grandmaster Steve, our contestant number 1. Do you know the answer for a tie with your fellow contestants, or will one of them win today's quiz?
Oh, I know the answer for sure. It's D, or all the above. Most testing devices have similar safety features, but not in combination. I would expect it from the ideal power system testing device.
That's right. D, all the above, is the correct answer. Good job, Grandmaster Steve. Using the ideal power system testing device means performing tests with absolute confidence, especially when the device includes such safety features as operational signal lights, an emergency switch-off button, an interlock key, and even audio alarms to ensure your well-being. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie. Each of our contestants has 2 points, which means you are all winners. Great job, everyone. And what do you all share in victory? As I mentioned before, all the innovative features you correctly selected in each of the 6 categories are included in the ideal power system testing device.
This device sounds super awesome. Is it a real device? How long will we have to wait for it, Scott?
Trust me, Ricky Reliable, it is both real and worth waiting for. So please join me for an upcoming episode when we will reveal this winning ideal solution for power system testing. Well, that's all we have for now in this episode of Power Titans, the Testing Device Innovation Quiz Show. A big thank you to our contestants and to our audience for playing along. Well, as you gathered, electrical engineers involved with power system testing require a powerful, compact, and lightweight device with innovative data analysis features that is safe, easy to use, and adaptable to any application or on-site testing challenge. Even though this quiz show is fictional, the innovative features selected by the contestants are included in a new solution, which is about to be released by Omicron. These innovative features will certainly set new standards for power system testing, so be sure to stay tuned for more information in an upcoming episode. But before we go, I would like to thank our actors. Contestant 1, Grandmaster Steve, was played by Christian Hirschman. Contestant 2, Veronica Volt, was played by Lisa Madlener. Contestant 3, Ricky Reliable, was played by Andre Toom. And I was your quizmaster, Scott Megawatt. We hope you enjoyed our quiz show performance. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.